Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
And he said, My Lord, grant me authority and join me with the righteous.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 83rd verse of this chapter. The verse reads, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. We mentioned that Prophet Abraham becomes hopeless of these people, misguided people, the ones who do not accept logic and reasoning, and they don't believe that there exists such a God in the world, so they do not accept what Prophet Abraham says. After finishing his describing the God, he suddenly turns to the Lord and asks him. So he is hopeless of these idolaters, and this is an emphasis of the fact that this is the one whom you should turn to. This is the absolute cause of this universe and the other. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. So before anything else, Abraham عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a deep and correct cognizance coupled with jurisdiction, because no practical program is possible without such foundation. Now, what does he ask next to this demand? He asks Allah to join him with the righteous one. This request that Abraham asks refers to the practical aspects, which idiomatically is called practical knowledge. And this is versus the theoretical knowledge and science that we saw in his former demand. Now, undoubtedly, Prophet Abraham had both the rank of wisdom, and he was among the righteous ones. Then, what is the meaning of having these demands? Why does he ask Allah such demands? We'll be back to answer this question after a short break.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the question we asked, dear listeners, was that Prophet Abraham says, Rabbi habli hukman wa alhiqni bis salihin, my Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. Why is it that Prophet Abraham has these demands? Is he not among the righteous ones? Doesn't he have the rank of wisdom? To answer this question, we must say that neither wisdom nor righteousness has a definite limit. He can be asking Allah that every day he gains more and more levels of knowledge and practice. He is asking Allah to reach higher levels of knowledge and understanding and practical knowledge each day. So he, the prophet, even as an arch prophet, is not satisfied with these aspects. That is why he is asking the Almighty Allah to give him more. Moreover, he knows that all these merits are from the side of Allah, and every moment they may be seized as a result of a fault. So this could be another emphasis on the fact that we are needy. We are total indigence to Allah in our huduth and our baqa, in our coming into existence and in staying in this world. So besides, he asks Allah its continuation, as every day we ask him in our ritual prayer to guide us into the straight way and demand the continuation and perfection of this way. And at the same time, he teaches us how we should supplicate, how we should ask the Almighty Allah our request. First, we should call him by one of his names, Rabbi. And more interestingly, before he starts asking the Almighty Allah, he mentions his blessings and mercies in the world and in hereafter as well. خَلَقَنِي يَهْدِينَ يَشْفِينَ يَسْقِينَ. He mentions that you are the God who can create me. You are the one who can guide me. You are the one who rescue me, etc. So this is one of the etiquettes of supplication we need to be aware of. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.